Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Stand Up to the Challenges of Our Time. The reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? What will one give in exchange for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. He also said to them, Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come in power. The Gospel of the Lord. What challenging words the gospel offers us, not for some future time, but really for right now in the choices we make. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. The gospel challenge has a lot to do with our living a life of such intensity, risk, and purpose that we will recognize the works of God and the people of God when we encounter them. The gospel call is exciting and dynamic. It is so much more than just being an obedient follower and a comfortable Christian who observes the rules and the customs that are safe and otherworldly. No, our faith demands that we stand up to the challenges and moral emptiness of our time and place. What do we need? A way of encountering with respect and faith our immediate community and the terrible silence around the purpose of life and the values that are needed for every person to live up to their full potential and to enjoy some of the possibilities that are suggested by the gospel. Today, St. Peter Damian chose the monastic ideal, he's our saint for the day, the ideal of St. Benedict, to be a guiding structure for his life, and then engage in a great deal of the political controversies of his time. A practical person, it is said, that he preferred anecdote to example and methodical presentation of principle. So a practical man, he was certainly involved in the political religious struggles of his time. Today, as I review the actions to be taken in my own life, I'm a bit overwhelmed by the problems at hand. As our nation gears up for another election of a president, I'm deeply disappointed in the personalities and possibilities on all sides. As a response to this, I would like to see our church be a little bit bolder in declaring concerns for all people on the earth and the earth itself. Pope Francis certainly is inspiring in this area, but we also need people on the lower levels, people of courage and imagination, to rise up and give new life to the structures of our faith. Probably this would require a much more inspired leadership in the local church, perhaps the election of bishops, ordination of mature Christians for pastors and other positions of leadership in the church, and a much more serious evaluation of the vocation of a Christian man and woman in the service of the gospel. We need both a local and global perspective with structures of government in the church, which would create programs and solutions to these religious challenges on both local and worldwide level. Recently, something happened among our congregation that we serve here at the retreat house. Here in Mackenzie Bridge, it gives me just a bit of a hint from all these activities of the sort of thing we need to be looking for. Our retreat house is a bit more like a camp than one of the more traditional retreat houses with which you might be familiar. We're a low-budget operation, and as a result, youth groups and other groups like AA and family camps can afford us. And then the whole month of August is given us over to the Dominican students who are here in formation. But we are located right on the beautiful Mackenzie River in the foothills of the Three Sisters Mountains. Our actual parish is 50 miles away, and as a result, our habitual Sunday worshiping congregation consists of a small number of people who live in the area, perhaps 20 people on a Saturday evening, and maybe 50 on Sunday morning, 100 for Christmas. Our congregation is quite small and very enthusiastic and extremely friendly. Recently, something happened that just delighted me, and it revealed a sort of Catholic spirit that I think we need to have to be successful as a congregation and as Christian brothers and sisters. One of our longtime senior members discovered a new book by Richard Rohr, Franciscan retreat master, who's a real expert in religious group dynamics. He bought several copies of the book and distributed it to the congregation and to us priests as a must-read opportunity. The book is The Universal Christ by Richard Rohr. It speaks for itself, and I highly recommend it. The thing that delights me in all of this is that for us, as Dominican contemplatives and preachers, Richard Rohr covers many of the values and topics that would be of great interest to our whole congregation. As we work hard on our preaching and try to stress the importance of contemplative prayer, a sense of the holy, a genuine love for the world and all its peoples, what a delight it is to have some member of our congregation raise his voice, as it were, with a gesture of real, holy concern to share a beautiful message of the gospel for our time. But this has happened more than once. Over Christmas in years past, Lions Club used to use our facility to put on a dinner for the poor along the river. And there are many such people who live in this area, living in the rough, out in difficult situations. This year, things were falling apart, and so one of our regular members stepped up and reorganized the whole event, and it was larger and more successful than ever. A surprise for me was that the pastor of the local Christian church spent most of Christmas Day in our kitchen cooking turkeys and hams for the guests. Even Santa showed up with gifts for the children. It was another moment of leadership for me to follow after the challenges and the words of Jesus. I need to stay more connected to the courage and imagination of the people I serve and to those who so beautifully follow Christ in practical, loving ways. May God bless you today as you enter your journey with vision and courage.